I was remembering as we're standing here looking at these half dozen parking spaces that back in the 70s, the license plate on your car, if you paid just a little bit extra, you could have a personalized plate. It had to be 6 characters or less, but I think it was only $10 more. Now, these days, it's a lot more, but back then, it was an extra $10. So I told everybody that, you know, that if, you know, Jam will pay the extra fee to have them have a license plate that says Jam dash and then their 3 initials. And everybody did it. So there was a day, and I wish I had a picture of this, where everybody's car was here and it was Jam JMW, Jam MLW, Jam FHH, Jam this, Jam. And it was like the entire Jam fleet, which I'm sure made people driving by think we were some sort of courier service.
Yes, it was also the mafia.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah. But that was a fun night. Of course, I still have our license plates because I never get rid of anything. But we kind of outgrew the personalized plate thing. Although Fred Hardy later on got one on his own that just said Jingles. So he had Texas Jingles.
That does say everything that needs to be said,
yes,
really. Yes.
And I still have one of his plates that he gave me. So there you go.
Thank you.